We are pleased to have with us today on ViaGARS Dr. Amy Potts and Dr. Kelly Skelton with the Trauma Recovery Program at the Atlanta Veterans Administration Medical Center. Dr. Potts, would you please describe the Trauma Recovery Program?
So the Trauma Recovery Program at the Atlanta VA is in the mental health service line. So it's a program, a specialized treatment program within the mental health department at the VA. We have a large multidisciplinary team of psychiatrists, psychologists, and licensed clinical social workers, also a vocational rehabilitation specialist as well, and some peer support specialists who are veterans themselves who have been through our treatments. And we do post-traumatic stress disorder treatment, targeting a lot of the symptoms, targeting a lot of veterans who have been in combat. We also have a military sexual trauma team that treats both male and female veterans.
Dr. Skelton, how do you diagnose PTSD?
So we spend a good amount of time with the patient. We like to have an hour and a half to 2 hours at our initial meeting. Sometimes it can take more sessions than that. And PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, really describes a series of symptoms that you might see in an individual who has experienced a trauma. So that trauma could be combat trauma, like veterans who've experienced combat overseas. It could be sexual trauma or sexual assault. It could be a trauma which occurs during non-combat service, a training accident, witnessing death, a motor vehicle collision, any of these can bring about PTSD. PTSD develops in about 15 to 30% of individuals who experience a severe, potentially life-threatening trauma. And the symptoms include re-experiencing the event. That can exhibit itself as intrusive memories during the daytime, nightmares where you relive the trauma at night, or flashbacks, which is where you feel like the event is happening again. These individuals also will typically show what we call hyperarousal symptoms. So hypervigilance, being feeling a sense of threat, being on guard for danger, scanning your environment, checking, engaging in safety behaviors. They might have an elevated startle response, so they might jump in response to a loud or startling noise. They may exhibit insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, irritability, difficulty concentrating. They'll also try to avoid reminders of the trauma to try to reduce the re-experiencing and the hypervigilance. So they might want to avoid military reminders, not think about it, not talk about it. They also find themselves often distancing themselves emotionally from those around them, usually having negative emotions, difficulty really reconnecting with life and hobbies and things that used to bring them enjoyment. So when we see these symptoms developing in an individual after a trauma, we call that PTSD, and we do our best to try to get them in treatment because we do have some very effective treatments that can make it much, much better.
So, Dr. Potts, you look for more than just military experience in PTSD cases?
So any kind of trauma, and we have kind of a clinical definition of trauma that we work from when we're doing a diagnosis of PTSD. And again, as Dr. Skelton said, we spend usually in our initial evaluation of patients, we spend a good hour and a half to 2 hours or longer really looking through their history of trauma, for example, if they had previous trauma history before their military service. For example, childhood physical or sexual abuse, childhood neglect that was very severe, you know, or prior trauma in the military, prior sexual assaults, for example, within a, or domestic violence relationship. So we really spend a lot of time looking through with the patient through their history and really kind of doing what we call a trauma interview, a trauma history interview, to get a good idea of just their previous life experiences before they were ever in the military. And then we really do a thorough military history as well. But as Dr. Skelton said, trauma, really as we look at it within the confines of PTSD, can take a variety of forms. It can be related to combat. It can be related to, a life-threatening event, such as a motor vehicle accident or, you know, a natural disaster in some cases. Some of our veterans responded to things like Hurricane Katrina, things like that, and or a sexual assault. So there's a lot of different ways that we can treat trauma.
Okay, Dr. Skelton, you've diagnosed PTSD. What happens next?
Well, there are actually several different validated treatments for PTSD. And when I say validated, that means that they've been studied in research protocols and have been shown to produce significant benefit in the symptoms. And that can take the form of either psychotherapy or medications, or very often a combination of the two. So in our program, we typically start with what we call a psychoeducation group, and that gets together many veterans who are diagnosed with PTSD, and we teach them about the symptoms of PTSD. We teach them about how it can affect them in their daily lives, and we find that the group is very helpful because they can see the same symptoms in other veterans, and it helps to reduce the stigma. It helps them to learn that they're not alone. And then we move into the next phase of treatment, which is typically a psychotherapy that's focused on treating the symptoms of their trauma, and Dr. Potts is actually one of our specialists there, so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So we have three different teams within our program. I am on the team called the Prolonged Exposure and Cognitive Processing Therapy Team. So essentially what I do in the trauma recovery program at the VA is I'm a psychologist on the team that offers evidence-based treatments, as Dr. Skelton mentioned, that have been researched over probably 20-plus years, really looking at, they've actually been researched with combat veterans and military sexual trauma victims, and show a lot of effectiveness and a lot of benefit essentially from the treatments. So I offer prolonged exposure and cognitive processing therapy probably about equally in my clinic. And I work, I'd say probably a majority with Iraq-Afghanistan veterans, both male and female, also with Vietnam veterans and Persian Gulf War era veterans as well. On occasion, I'll work with veterans who have been experienced a military sexual trauma in addition to a combat trauma as well, and or abuse from childhood. What we do is once I start meeting with a patient, they've been diagnosed with PTSD, they are interested in what we call trauma-focused therapy, which are these treatments I'm speaking of. We do a bit more of a trauma interview to really see kind of what are the trauma memories that are causing the most distress currently in their life, and we begin to focus on those in the treatment.
Have you seen an increase in PTSD cases in recent years?
Well, absolutely. As more and more veterans come back from the Iraq and Afghanistan war fronts, we've had about a 15% increase in our referrals every single year. And our program has been in place for 8 years, so we've much more than doubled since we started. But the good news is that the treatments work, and we've seen so many veterans benefit to the extent that now we have peer support specialists who come back and give back to other veterans.
And Dr. Potts, I understand you have a success story from your program.
He was a veteran who had had multiple combat deployments. He was an OIF veteran from the Iraq-Afghanistan conflicts. I believe he had had about 5 combat deployments as well as many peacekeeping missions. He was essentially career military. He retired from the military about 2 years ago, was still quite a young man, was feeling like he was having a lot of difficulty readjusting to civilian life, really because, as he described, the military was all he knew. He had very severe PTSD symptoms. He also had what we call major depressive disorder, which is depression essentially is very, very common to be seen with PTSD. So I was in treatment with him. He did what we call prolonged exposure therapy with me. I believe we did about 12 sessions. And again, that's another thing I can talk about later, but these trauma-focused therapies are time-limited, so we actually can get people feeling better as long as they're really engaging in the treatment and doing homework every week and whatnot, attending appointments. We really can, it's a time-limited thing. We can get them feeling usually better and hopefully decrease their symptoms within a matter of months. Anyhow, he was a combat veteran. He did great in treatment. He was still doing wonderful. At his 3-month follow-up with me, he ended up asking to be a patient presenter. So he wanted to come into psychoeducation groups, what we call PTSD 101, which are the very, very initial groups that veterans, essentially it's a psychoeducation class that veterans come to when they just join our program. And he wanted to volunteer to speak of his experience, and he had just gotten such great benefit from the treatments. He also ended up engaging in with our peer support specialists in another group that we have that's sort of a post-treatment support group called Behavioral Activation Group. He ended up volunteering in the community with them, and he's doing great. So thankfully, I don't anticipate seeing him anytime soon again. So he's doing really well.
Is there any additional cost to the veteran for your services?
Much of the time, there's not. So any combat veteran who has left the military within the last 5 years, all of their treatment at the VA, physical health, mental health, all of that is free. Any veteran who has experienced military sexual trauma and needs physical or mental health treatment as a result of that, all of their treatment is free. If any veteran is service-connected for PTSD or another mental health condition, all of their mental health treatment is free.
Why is it important for veterans with PTSD to connect with you?
Basically, when you have PTSD, you have there are functional deficits. There are problems associated with that. Often these individuals have a difficult time functioning in their workplace environment or at school. They're often having relationship problems. So it causes a lot of problems across the board for them, and then also for their families, for their spouses, for their children, for their parents. And the longer they go with PTSD, the more those problems can accumulate. So the sooner we can get them into treatment and get them better and get them to a place where we've sort of worked ourselves out of a job and they no longer need us, the better. And often what we see, though, is, you know, when veterans leave the military, they don't understand these symptoms that they're experiencing. They feel alone in it because often other individuals aren't talking about it. So they're sort of suffering in silence and suffering alone, and it doesn't need to be that way. So we really want to get them in as soon as possible and get them back into their lives and thriving.
Does this program also help veterans get reconnected to civilian life?
So that was part of what Dr. Potts was talking about with the behavioral activation program. So the idea here is, even if the symptoms of PTSD are better, often as a result of having PTSD, you may have lost your job, left school, lost connections with your community. So this particular program, we have a TRP clinician, trauma recovery program, as well as one of our peer support specialists work with the veterans as a group on identifying what are your goals, what do you want for the rest of your life, how do you want to reconnect, and then going out in the community and doing it. We've got a volunteer group that goes out every 2 weeks now, and it just gets them reintegrated again with other veterans. And some of our really good success stories have come back and worked as peer support specialists, completing that circle. So we work with that. We also have a vocational rehab counselor on our team, so he can help veterans with job seeking. It's not part of our team per se, but there is an entire vocational rehab department with the VA that works with these veterans to help them get back into schooling, help them find jobs, help them reconnect with what gives meaning in their life.
Dr. Potts, please tell us about your time-limited treatment.
The two types of treatment that I mainly offer, prolonged exposure and what's called cognitive processing therapy, those are both what's called evidence-based treatments. So they're based on research that's been done showing a lot of benefit, a lot of effectiveness, and they're both time-limited. So cognitive processing therapy, what we call CPT treatment, is 12 sessions. It's a structured 12-session treatment. So essentially, if a veteran's coming every week, really engaging in homework, or what I like to call out-of-session therapy, because no one likes that word, homework, right? Really advocating really for themselves to kind of be their own therapist in between our sessions, in between when we meet. They can get a lot of benefit really within 3 months or so. And that is give or take a little bit. We do some follow-ups with veterans as well once we end the weekly treatment. Prolonged exposure therapy, or what we call PE treatment, is somewhere usually between 10 and 15 sessions. So sometimes it's a little bit less than that, maybe 8 or 9. Sometimes it's a little bit more than 15, but that's a good range. So essentially, the trauma-focused treatments that we offer are typically around 3 to 4 months of coming in weekly, and they are treatments, I should say, that you reap what you sow. So the more and more that they put into it in between our sessions, the harder they work with homework or that out-of-session therapy, as I call it, the more the benefit that they're going to get out of it as well. And the more prepared for our sessions they will be when they'll kind of come in ready to work. And I always love to see a lot of success stories like that.
And how long are these sessions?
Cognitive processing therapy sessions are 60 minutes long. That's the 12-session treatment protocol. Prolonged exposure sessions are 90 minutes long. So slight difference there.
Any words of encouragement you may have for veterans who may be suffering from PTSD?
I'm sure that we both have some words of encouragement, but mostly I want you to hear that it works. The treatment works. It can be better. And it doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with this. We have veterans from the Vietnam War who are coming in 40, 50 years after their combat. It can still be much better. The treatment still works. And you don't need to suffer alone.
I absolutely echo what Dr. Skelton had said. I have another veteran who I met with recently, Vietnam War veteran who served in the mid-60s, so 50 years, you know, since his service. And he also did CPT treatment, got a whole lot of benefit out of it. It doesn't feel like he needs to engage in therapy anymore. He's doing great. He's using a lot of the skills, you know, in his daily life. So really all that to say, whether you've had PTSD symptoms for, you know, a year or whether you've had them for 40 or 50 years, there's the same amount of treatment effectiveness, and it can get better. It's very treatable.
Where are these services available?
So all of our services are available at the Atlanta VA in Decatur, Georgia, but we also want to make our services available to veterans who live throughout the northern two-thirds of Georgia. So there are 10 different satellite clinics associated with the VA. We call them CBOX, community-based outpatient clinics. At some of these clinics, we have TRP clinicians who are located physically there in the clinic. For clinics where that is not the case, we provide services by telemental health. What that means is the veteran can come into the outlying clinics and they will meet up with one of our clinicians like Dr. Potts over video conferencing. We have also just recently started providing these treatments into the home. So what that means is if you have a computer with a web camera or an iPad, we can do your session from your home. Our clinician will be at the Atlanta VA. You'll be at your home. We want to make sure that these treatments are available to anyone, anywhere who needs them. We even have one patient I can think of who is an over-the-road trucker, and we're hoping to do his treatment via telemental health to his iPad, regardless of where he is. So don't let distance be a barrier. We want to be there to help.
How can veterans get in touch with you?
So there are several ways. If you are a veteran and you are in treatment with the Atlanta VA or any of our surrounding clinics, you can ask your primary care physician to give you a consult to the trauma recovery program. Or you can meet with, there's a psychologist who's actually embedded in every single one of those primary care clinics, and they can meet with you and get you to our program. If you're already in the mental health program, you can ask for a consult to the trauma recovery program. And if you don't have any of those, please, please just call me. I want to respond to anyone who needs our services. So my name again is Dr. Kelly Skelton. The VA number is 404-321-6111, and my extension is 3121. Call me anytime. We will get back in touch with you, and we will make sure that you're connected with the treatment you need.
Any final thoughts, Dr. Potts?
I would echo again what Dr. Skelton said. Don't let distance or anything like that get in your way. We are here to help, and I know I wouldn't be continuing to do what I do in the trauma recovery program, because there's many other places within the mental health department I could be, and I absolutely love what I do, and I feel very, very privileged to provide the treatment that I do. So don't let distance or number of years since you have experienced your trauma really to get in your way. We want to be able to help.
Thank you, Dr. Amy Potts and Dr. Kelly Skelton, for being our guests today on Via GARS.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Atlanta VA Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and or neurocognitive function. The mission of GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and social needs of older veterans through research, education, and clinical services with a special focus on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.